And we want to tell you about the security scare that created upheaval at another American airport, delaying thousands of travelers. And the problem? A 65-year-old woman who had a gun in a bag and then disappeared into the terminal. She was arrested. Tonight, airport security is again on the hot seat. And here's ABC's Lisa Stark.
It was a mad scramble at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport after security screeners spotted a gun in a carry-on computer bag. By the time security agents went to pull the bag, it was gone, and so was the passenger. Officers pulled security tapes to pinpoint the passenger and fanned out across all five terminals, shutting down Terminal D completely, even boarding flights that had already loaded. They finally found their passenger, a 65-year-old woman on an American Airlines jet bound for Houston. It had already pulled from the gate and had to be called back. The woman, identified as Judith Kenny, her bag and a .38-caliber pistol were taken off the jet. She reportedly told agents she had forgotten she had it. Every other passenger was rescreened. That flight took off over an hour late. 10 other flights were also delayed.
Most of airport security is security theater, and that's unfortunate. And weapons and other items have gotten through.
Since 9/11, there have been more than 25,000 security breaches at airports, including this one at Newark International, when a lovesick boyfriend snuck through a security exit to bid his girlfriend goodbye. Thousands of passengers had to be rescreened. TSA insists most of these breaches were minor. The agency has also come under attack for being too aggressive with invasive pat-downs of children and the elderly.
Now, as for the woman in today's charges, she faces state felony charges of carrying a weapon where it's prohibited. And Diane, she also faces thousands of dollars in federal civil penalties.